You are listening to a meditation by Grace Newdorf, recorded on Sunday, August 30th, 2020, at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
So this morning, I am delighted, as a teller of my life story, to share it through the lens of community, as I have been part of faith communities through my life journey. I am a beloved daughter of God, and for me, today, I am standing on holy ground in this new season as I say hello to this spiritual community and become part of PGIMF. For me, I love creating ceremony, so I'm hoping that you can see my little altar that I've created behind me, and I'm going to light my candle and explain the different parts. So, like I said, for me, I love creating ceremony, and today is no exception. The circle rocks in the bowl. And I will hold one up for you. These are rocks that have a circle around them. And they remind me of the circle of grace that has surrounded me in our world, in the cycle of seasons, time, the sun, the moon, the ebb and flow of the tide. There's a rock that was, I took a photo of that at Lynn Valley Headwaters Park in its natural place. I left it there to continue to have the water flow through it. So the circles of belonging and connection and the inner rhythms of our lives. As I touch each circle rock, I listen for its silent story that is waiting to be told, if someone would only listen. I lit the candle, and for me, that is a symbol of a sacred moment. The cross, which I'm not sure if you can see, but I'll just show you the cross. This is a special cross for me, and I put it in my altar with my circle rocks and my candle. The cross is a symbol of my eternal friendship and connection with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The following invocation by John O'Donohue captures this sense of connection. The sacred three, my fortress be, encircling me, come and be round my hearth and my home. When I reflect on my life, I consider it as a series of circles, not in a linear sense, as time is traditionally thought of. For me, my circles of community began when I was born, in the fall, in the autumn season of my mother Anne's life, as the youngest child of seven, on a dairy farm in a small rural town in southern Alberta, Vauxhall. The Thiessen family circle surrounded and enfolded me. And when our family moved to Edmonton in 1965, there was a fond farewell as the Mennonite Brethren Church celebrated my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, and we embarked on my first journey when I was 4 years old. The circle of spiritual connection continued with my family as we were now part of another circle of community, the Lendrum Mennonite Brethren Church in Edmonton. Lendrum is the spiritual place where I was home, where I felt I belonged. Lendrum was also the place where I had to leave home and was also the place where I found home. God did not give up on me. In my last year of high school, I realized that if I sought God, he was ready and near if I would just ask. the first verse of the favorite hymn of mine that we already sang, entitled I Sought the Lord, so clearly tells of that process. I sought the Lord, and afterward I knew. He moved my soul to seek him seeking me. He had opened the door to my soul, and I remember the sense of relief when I realized going solo was not what I wanted. Surrendering my life to Jesus changed the trajectory of my life. Jesus loved me as I was, and his love changed me. The last part of Colossians 3:10, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of the Creator. I was baptized as a believer in Jesus. I found my home in him, and God's faithfulness and love surrounded and enfolded me. I am assured of God's love and faithfulness in my life as I read Psalm 25:10. All of the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. One of those demands is the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your heart, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. My spiritual journey is ongoing as I practice his presence and seek to love God wholeheartedly and serve others. My circles of community continued. After high school, I was a student and volunteer at Columbia Bible Institute for 3 years and returned to Edmonton. In 1983, I married Jim and became part of the Newdorf family circle and moved to North Vancouver in 1986. In 1987, Jim and I walked through the doors of Point Grey Fellowship and became members of this congregation that we knew in our hearts was where we belonged. Belonging for us meant practicing hospitality as we became part of this close-knit, caring community. Our two daughters were born while we were attending Point Grey Fellowship in 1990 and 1994, Elizabeth and Helena. Operating our new family business in Squamish meant that we had to say goodbye to Point Grey in 1995. Through our 24 years in Squamish, we were part of many circles of community as we met in church buildings, a school, homes, coffee shops, and on the trails. For the past 13 years, Jim and I were active members and leaders in the Christian Missionary Alliance Church called the River Church. Through a series of life-changing events, including working at Squamish Hospice Society as the bereavement and hospice coordinator, and hoping to be like a chaplain whom I encountered at a faith-based hospital in Edmonton while my mother was dying, as she walked on the Emmaus Road with me, as I wrestled with my juxtaposed feelings of desperately wanting my mom to live and realizing that it was her time to die. This encounter was one more indicator of an inner voice calling me to a vocation in chaplaincy. Achieving this vocation would require me to return to school for further education while working part-time at Squamish Hospice Society. After celebrating my 50th birthday, hiking the Chief, and a picnic at Porto Cove, I began graduate studies at Axe Seminary in the fall of 2011 in Langley, achieving my Master's of Arts in Christian Studies in 2016. After graduation, I participated in 2 years of clinical pastoral education training, which is a pastoral training program based on the action reflection model, and being a part of a cohort of individuals and a teaching supervisor. The individuals were part of various backgrounds of spiritual beliefs. This happened at St. Paul's Hospital, Mount St. Joseph Hospital, St. Vincent Langara, and Brock Farney Extended Care Homes. There was much learning, reflection, and spiritual growth during the training and two part-time jobs at Providence Healthcare and currently in my temporary and now permanent part-time job at the BC Children's and Women's Hospital, where I have worked for 2 years. In my role as a spiritual health practitioner, I call myself a beloved keeper of sacred treasures. As I listen, companion, and become part of the stories of people's lives in their seasons of disorientation. Although I wrote the occasional poem prior to my graduate studies, it was during my training and my jobs that spiritual reflection in the form of poetry began to take flight. As I theologically reflect on encounters with others and my own life circumstances that I find myself in. John O'Donohue writes, "Poets are people who become utterly dedicated to the threshold where silence and language meet. One of the crucial tasks of the poet's vocation is to find his or her voice, own voice. Poetry has been and continues to be a way for me to use my voice. The family business was sold in 2010, and Jim and I commuted at least 5 days per week to various places in the Lower Mainland and Vancouver. Although Jim and I had talked about moving many times, it seemed a formidable task. We have 2 road bikes and 2 mountain bikes each, and a shed full of tools. How could we ever leave a place that was our home? Through a series of life circumstances, including my father-in-law, Peter, undergoing heart surgery and moving into Evergreen Manor in North Vancouver, and countless extra trips on the Sea to Sky Highway, we made the decision to move. In my season of disorientation, as we were in the process of selling the house with moving on the horizon, Jim dropped me off at the BC Women's and Children's Hospital, and I penned the following poem on the morning of November 1st, 2019. And it's written in your worship sheet, and I'll read it. Stumbling. Morning of November 1st, 2019, by Grace Newdorf. Today I stumbled and fell as I stepped out of the car, reminding me that the ground I am walking on is shifting. My whole life is shifting. Who will be my Anamkara? Who will be my spiritual community? As I hold the cross, I realize that all I can do is touch the edge of your garment, knowing that you are there right beside me. You are my rock and my redeemer, the God in whom I trust. When my ground is shifting, I hold on to your shoulder. Your presence steadies me. To you I cling when the ground I am walking on is shifting and I stumble." And for those who didn't read or the fine print, Anamkara is the Gaelic word for soul, and Kara is the word for friend. So Anamkara means soul friend. On November 30th, 2019, we moved to North Vancouver. December 1 was First Advent. And although Jim and I were disoriented, tired, and literally boxed out, we decided to attend the local Anglican church, a 20-minute walk from our new townhome. It was a beautiful Advent service. All I remember is the loneliness. The loneliness that engulfed me and the tears that riveted in streams down my face as I wondered what this strange new land was and the faces that had no names. And whose idea was it to move anyways? Leaving behind a spiritual community whom we had shared our lives. I recalled previous times in my life and seasons of disorientation. And the next poem is called The Path. And this is a photo of a path that I took this summer on one of the hiking trips that Jim and I did. Actually, it was a recent one to Elfin Lakes, which is just behind Squamish. So this path is one of those beautiful hiking trip memories. So yeah, I'll read my poem, The Path. June 17th, 2017, by Grace Newdorf. Forested and rooty, mountainous and rocky, meandering, rigorous, mountaintops and valleys. Whatever path I am on, God, you are my firm footing. You will not let me slip. And if I do, you are there to catch me if I fall. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Joining in the well-traveled path of Jesus followers, I know that I am not alone, traveling with Jesus as my constant companion. Whatever path I am on, God, you are my firm footing. My spiritual path has led me here to today, this present moment, to join the PGIMF Circle of Believers. My hope and prayer is to get that together, we can create sacred spaces where I can share my gifts with you and you can share your gifts with me. And together, we can reach out and touch a broken world with our grace-filled and hope-filled lives. Blessed be. Amen.